Tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, has told Congress he has not changed a conclusion reached in July. The Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Meanwhile, Clinton and the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have been campaigning almost nonstop with just a day left before the U.S. election. The election is Tuesday, and the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts Clinton with a 4-point lead over Trump. The ABC Washington Post tracker puts Clinton 5 points ahead. You can visit voanews.com for comprehensive coverage of this historic U.S. election. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks jumped about 1.5% in early Monday trading, joining a global rally after the FBI lifted the threat that a Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton could face charges over her emails. About 20 minutes into trading, the S&P 500 was up 1.6% to 2,118.03, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was also up 1.5% to 18,159.54. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika, that's from the Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town for weeks ahead of the assault. A Peshmerga lieutenant colonel estimated about 100 IS fighters are inside the city. Iraqi forces, meanwhile, took a key town from the Islamic State group Monday. It's a crucial objective on the southern front of the offensive to wrest back Mosul. This is VOA News. Yemen's 20